Chapter 3. The Letter. When Tony got home, he still had the headmaster's words in his head. "I'm talking about hacking, Tony. Hacking into the school's computer system." Tony opened the front door and went into the house.
"Hi, Mum. I'm home,"
he shouted.
"Hello, darling,"
Tony's mum said, coming into the living room. She was a tall woman with brown hair and warm eyes. She had a small bookshop in the town. Years ago, when Tony's father was still alive, Tony's parents managed the bookshop together, but now his mum had to manage it alone.
"How was your day?" she asked.
"Not so good," Tony answered. "First I had a fight with one of the boys. I didn't want to, but he kicked our ball far away, then he pushed me and I fell." Tony's mum looked at him for a moment.
"What else is wrong?"
she asked. "Well, the school is investigating me," Tony answered. "Someone is hacking into the school's computer system with my library password. I didn't do it, but the headmaster doesn't believe me."
"I believe you," his mum said. "But how are you going to convince the school you're innocent?"
"Oh, what a horrible day." Tony looked at his mother's face.
"Why do you say that, Mum?" he asked. "Has something bad happened to you, too?"
"Well," his mother said, "an inspector from the town hall came into my bookshop last week and examined it. You know, the walls, the floors, the electricity. In his opinion, the building needs big repairs, but I haven't got the money."
"So?" Tony said.
"Today I got a letter from the town hall," his mother continued. "If I don't pay them a large sum of money and let them repair the building, they'll close the shop. I don't know what to do."
She stopped for a moment, looking worried. Then she said, "I want to visit my sister to see if she can help, maybe lend us some money. Can you stay at Emma's house?"
"Sure," Tony answered. "Don't worry, Mum. We'll find a solution."
His mum smiled sadly. "I hope you're right," she said.
A short time later, Tony's mum came downstairs with a bag in her hand and gave Tony a goodbye kiss. Then she left. After an hour, Tony went into the kitchen to get something to eat. He took a big tuna sandwich from the fridge and was just starting to eat it when he saw an open letter on the table. He took it and read it. "Department of Public Safety, Branwell Town Hall. Mrs. M. Baker, 42 Longley Road, Branwell, 11th of May, 2004. Subject, Baker's Bookshop is a danger to the public. Dear Mrs. Baker, an inspector from my department examined your shop on Tuesday the 3rd of May. He found that the building needs many repairs. The Department of Public Safety is responsible for repairs to old buildings. Your repairs will cost £10,000. Please send this money to the address on this letter. If we don't receive the money in 2 weeks, we will close your shop because it is a danger to the public. Yours sincerely, Charles Smith, Head of the Department of Public Safety."
£10,000! Tony looked at the letter again. It had the stamp of the town hall on it, but the paper was strange. He felt it. It was very soft.
"That's interesting," Tony thought. Then he went outside, took his bike, and cycled to Emma's house.